All right, y'all, coming at you live this week with my homegirl,
Miss Wee.
Yes, Miss Wee, come through.
Trying.
Well, girl, we are sitting up here. Mother Nature done took the lights out.
It's dark. It's dark up in Roxy.
She is coming for us. Lord have mercy. So, let's get into it.
Why not?
Category is
Blackout.
The Flag Flag Football Board is not responsible for any statements made during this podcast.
But they do support our community and creative efforts that bring us together.
All right. How you doing, Weave? Where my drink at?
It's over there. Cheers.
How she turns.
Doing, I'd be better if the power was on.
I mean, I got here and I was like, she was not joking. The power is literally
The power
off.
Is literally out. It is literally blackout right now. So we got to use all the ice, all the alcohol. We're good.
Holly for Rick and Lyria. All right, tell the people about yourself, Miss Weave. BT Dubs, I love that name.
Right, thank you. I mean, I'm kind of vintage. I'm more of a Weave person. But yeah, so I've been in the league since 2005 was my first year.
Oh,
2007 was my first year as captain, and I have been a captain every season, every year since.
Wait, when did the league start?
20 years ago. I've been in the league for 14 years.
Lord have mercy, yeah. Girl.
So I wasn't one of the OOGs like a Robert Sauer.
Right, right.
But I came in shortly thereafter. Like, I'm in the same time frame as, like, Dave Hamilton.
Okay, so name, give me, like, five other people that are still playing.
Holy shit. Oh, can I swear?
Yeah.
Okay. let me just know. Max Crosby's from that era. Patrick Mabray was around, then left for some years, and then he came back. Phil Clausen is up. Phil Clausen. Great. He was a Hancock captain for several years. He's one of the OGs. Kevin Lally, he and I are from the same era.
Okay, so 13, 14 years?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a year that's been your favorite?
I mean, when you joined 5 years ago on my Smurf team.
Yes, Papa Smurf.
We were the light blue Smurfs, stood for suck my uncut really fat sausage. We had a good team. That was a good
it
year.
It was a fun team.
But I would honestly say my white.
Oh, so that wasn't it?
No, yeah, that was like second place.
Okay.
My white come on Eileen season was probably my best yet.
When was that?
That was spring 3 years ago. That was the first year of Max Milder.
Oh.
It was my final year with Koobs and Ken Dessinger.
Oh.
It was a good year.
That was a good team.
It was a good team. Good
I
team.
Forgot about them, folks.
Championship winning team.
Yes, bitch. How many championships have you won now?
I have won one fall, not as a captain. That is still what I'm hoping for. And then two spring. But I've been in the spring championship game every year but one.
What?
Yes. That is 100% true.
Someone fact check that, girl.
Do it. I'm right.
Fact check that
Do
shit.
Do it. I'm right.
Okay. So tell me about your weekend. What'd you get into, girl?
This weekend was a little key.
BT Dubs, her weave is on fleek, child.
It's big hair don't care. Hashtag. It was good. I still am coaching. I coach high school cheerleading. We had a game on Friday night.
Cute.
Saturday, I obviously had the games, which were great. I had parties on Saturday night. We had the hot tub party.
Lord Jesus.
And then I came back to the Roxy for the orange, black, navy blue party. Sunday, I had to wake up mad early and coach my cheerleaders to a city championship title, which they won, which I'm really proud of my girls. I love what I do. I feel like I have 18 daughters. So Sunday was a good day for me. How about you? What'd you get up to?
Eddie's party. I mean, we had the game Saturday, and then I was like, okay.
I'm sure you won both again.
We did win both on Saturday.
Blah, blah, blah. Keep going.
And after that, we went to, it was like a multi-team social with Red Royal Camo.
Okay.
Teal and ourselves.
Okay.
Like Worship America, something like that.
With a little teal and fuchsia on the side. Okay.
And, like, which was a cute party at Kevin Welton's place.
Okay. Oh, I like Kevin Forrest. Welton. Wait, so was Forrest also part of this group?
I think Forrest was invited. They weren't, like, on the...
The ticket?
On the ticket. They were on the ticket. Name weren't, wasn't in lights. Yeah. But only one person showed up.
Who would that person?
She's the new girl. I can't remember her name, girl. But hey.
It's okay. It's okay.
And yeah, that was my weekend. And then Sunday games.
And then Sunday games.
And then I was like, I had just knocked out. I got home and I said, good night, world.
I feel
and
you.
That was it.
I watched the Patriots lose. That was no fun.
I didn't even.
And then I just realized we have one more week of football. One more weekend.
And it's done.
And it's done. A little done. Sad. Kind of wish we had more of a season.
It's sad.
Mother Nature was like, no. She was a bitch.
She was not very pleasant.
No.
All right. So we'll take a quick commercial break.
Yeah.
And come back with the what had happened. Was.
Oh, let's do that.
All right, girl. The season has ended. Mm-hmm. Where are we, girls?
We are going to be going to Blazing Paddles this Sunday, November 18th, from 11 to 2 for the final event of the season.
Yes, this is the final countdown.
End of the year party.
It's going to be cute, y'all. There's going to be food. There'll be drinks. What else is happening?
They're going to recognize teams as well as individual awards, which are always fun, yes. Including your favorite, Miss Congeniality.
Come through, Miss Congeniality.
This year, they're actually also doing a gift drive because they have a partnership with Toys for Joys. Mm-hmm. So if you have any unwrapped goods or sporting equipment for kids or teens, please bring them this weekend.
Yes, it's going to be a party to remember, y'all.
Yes, it is.
See you there.
Bye.
Right back with what happened was. Let's get into this American conference. Miss
yes,
Wee.
That is our conference. Yes. Let's do this.
Believe. Okay, so I mean, sitting up top is your fuchsia champions.
Here we go.
And hello, how you doing?
Congratulations.
So thank you, darling. At least you can say congratulations.
I can.
Wiglet doesn't even have the like, anyway.
Hey, weren't you on that fuchsia team that didn't win a single game?
No, I was on the fuchsia team that won one game, and it was against
you. Oh, my God, yes, it was. Well, it's good to see you on the other side.
It feels good to finally be on, to have had control of, like, who is on your team. And anyway, it's been fun. We went 2-0 Saturday with, like, another two really hard-fought games, squeezed out a win by against Navy Girl.
Mm-hmm. God, I love that team.
Yeah, girl. Then had a game against former captain of two seasons, Jamie Woolley,
yep.
And our current commissioner,
Mr. Westerman.
Yes, y'all know who she is, girl. That game was real fun.
Was he chirpy?
Until it wasn't.
Let me get, wait.
There was some miscommunication betwixt the refs. And that team, because I threw a really deep ball to Georgiani, girl. He caught it, and I knew that they pulled the flag and that it was short of the touchdown.
Yep.
So I went up there thinking, okay, let's go, let's get this touchdown, blah, 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 blah. Call hike, and then I run the ball for a touchdown.
For the touchdown.
They thought so
that was the extra point?
That it was the extra point, so no one, like, tried to pull my flag, and it was like less than a minute left, so I'm standing there literally standing there looking at them with the ball like 3 feet in front of the end zone, just winding the clock down, just standing there. Just they thought I was like putting in their face that we had like scored, because that brought us up by two.
Yep.
JJ went hambula, Jamie went hambula, state trooper Nick was ready to rest my ass, commish went left, girl, all of a sudden I was like, what, who, how, just dodging profanity left and right, child.
Who does that fall on, though? How did they not know that you did not score the touchdown?
Because, I don't know, the damn rest.
That's not your job.
It's not.
Because you're not the one that has to be like, hey, y'all, I just scored a touchdown.
Right. I was like, wait a second. We never scored the
touchdown. You knew you didn't score a touchdown.
I knew. From way down the field, I knew we didn't score a touchdown. So you would think that, because I think Tony DeLuise snatched the flag that stopped Georgiani from getting into the end zone. Girl, it was a mess.
That sounds like a mess.
.com, honey. But it was a fun game. Then Sunday, we showed up drunk as fuck.
It happens.
Yeah, we were out until like 2 a.m. because we had the Eddie thing.
Yep, hot tub party.
The other party. Then we ended up at...
Did not make it there.
What's it called? What's the name of that place now? Not Peggy's.
Blend.
Blend.
It's Peggy's.
What was supposed to be a drink. Showed up for that game against Orange.
How's you doing against Orange?
We lost to Orange, but I mean, TBH.
They're good. They're very good.
I wouldn't say because they were good. I would say because we were drunk. We were missing two key players. And in addition, we had just finished watching them play Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that they had tied. So it was sort of like mentally, we knew we weren't going anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Which isn't an excuse because we still wanted to win.
Yeah, of course.
They played a really good game. It was surprisingly a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
Only one person was on the sideline chirping, and that,
of course,
Danny Lynch.
Love Danny Lynch.
Girl,
such a great person.
He caught a ball right in front of the end zone and started running the other direction.
Do they finally have him playing line? Line release?
Yes.
Good. That is where he thrives.
He's
so good.
So good. Good at it.
I'm glad he's there.
He was snatching balls left and right, girl. But yeah, that was... those games, and then we played against Goals.
So you're number one.
Number one.
And Orange is number two, mm-hmm, the Orange. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll bring up number three, mm-hmm, the Angry Orchids.
Orchids.
And Mr. Matt Martel and that bootay.
The dog.
So they ended up in the third seed. They are, and Mr. Raheem. Oh, she's everything. Love her. So they served it this weekend to both Gold and Forest team.
Yes.
And the Maroon team. They had a 3-1 weekend.
Kudos.
Who do you think their loss was to?
Well, they tied.
Oh, they didn't lose. That's right. They did not lose.
Uh-huh.
Who was the tie to?
Orange.
It was the Orange team.
Spotlight is on Orange this weekend.
I feel like in the beginning of the season, Orange was like untouchable and everyone was like, who's going to beat
the
Orange team?
They weren't playing any of the tougher... not to say that like the teams beneath them aren't tough, but
correct,
they weren't playing any of the teams,
correct,
that are higher in the standings. So...
correct. So, yeah. Purple and Orange
we
tie.
Got y'all's number, Orange.
So, Purple, good for you. You are making it work, and I'm excited to see what first-time captain Matt Martel, mm-hmm, can do under the pressure of, like, Super Fabulous Bull Realness.
It was cute to watch him on the sidelines of that game against Orange, like hyping up his team.
He's very energetic. Yeah. He's got a lot of energy.
Let's do this.
He's a good doobie. He's a good doobie. How about the first ladies? How about those first ladies?
Howdy, Orange.
They are a good
team. Wait, we got to talk a little bit about that Orange matchup, don't we?
What Orange matchup?
The Orange-Purple matchup.
Why?
The tie, girl.
What? What?
It was just such a good game. They were
I didn't see it. I wasn't there.
Purple was down 19, I believe it was 19-0 the first half.
No!
Orange shut them down the first half.
Ugh.
But apparently the sun was like getting in. The sun might have had a role in these games because like Purple kept dropping balls
the first
half.
I don't blame nature.
And then the second half, girl, it was the flipperoo where Orange had the same issue and they were dropping balls.
So they were struggling.
And then that's when Martel was rallying his crew and
oh my God,
got them turned
did
up,
not know.
Girl.
Was it Sunday?
Sunday, yes.
Wasn't there Sunday?
It was. Girl, the sidelines were going ham.
Oh,
I don't know what Orange has done to every team they played, but folks were not having it.
I mean, I remember being a little loud when Forrest played. Not Forrest. Kelly,
did I say Orange?
Kelly played Orange. I was
uh-huh.
I was a little folks loud were, on the sidelines.
Folks were loud
was,
that one too.
I was screaming and screeching.
It had like
some
the,
sort of way.
The spirit of a final.
Yep.
Like a Rosie Bowl final where folks are just
people
there.
Are very passionate about who they want to win and who they want to lose.
It's surprising.
I know. It's yeah.
I can't wait to find out why.
I can tell you why.
First ladies.
First lady, let's talk about those first ladies.
Mm-hmm.
They had an amazing weekend. They went 3-1.
Cute.
So they ended up in the fourth seed. They did lose to Orange, but they did whoop on Kelly and White.
Yes.
But I'm gonna tout a little bit about my team. Their game of the weekend was against Take a Big Whiff.
Okay, tell me, baby.
It literally was back and forth the entire time. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, whoever the captain of that team is. Oh, Mark Smith, love you.
And Jeremy.
Oh, they're dual captains. Mm-hmm. I think they underestimated us. It ended up being the final score was 40-38.
That is a...
And literally the last 5 minutes was like back and forth, score, 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 score. And literally, I think it was 11 seconds left. Jeremy Moss threw a Hail Mary pass downfield to Mark DeVino, who caught it, which put them ahead.
Stop.
And then there were only 8 seconds left, and we could not capitalize on that final 8 seconds. We had one play, didn't work. But it was such an amazing game. Like, my team did the best that they could. And honestly, my favorite thing is the fact that, like, playing a team like that, they weren't cocky. They weren't, like, they didn't have an attitude. They were awesome, genuine, nice, kind, sincere. I would, like, speak losing to them.
It, baby.
Losing to them was great. It, like, they were appreciative. They thanked us for a good game. There was no ill will, no attitudes. Mark Smith and Jeremy Moss, great captains.
Aww,
keep doing what you do.
Yes.
Keep doing what you do. That was a great
so
game.
Sweet.
But yes, we'll see if we play them again. I don't wish them no ill will. I don't wish them anything good. Uh-uh. I wish them nothing but ill will.
That's cute though. That's nice.
But it was a great game.
Oh, good.
Who's in the fifth spot? Who's in the fifth spot?
Fifth spot is KY Kelly's.
Okay.
Yes, Hanny. They went through the weekend without some of their key players, Brendan O, Al, and TJ. And they had to play one game, I'm not sure which one, without their QB Sauer. But they still managed to get two wins. Harding had some really, really good games.
I love Harding.
Dean and his third leg, you know, his dingling.
Oh, him? Yeah, Mr. I don't wear no underpants?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever talked to him, but on the podcast, I've heard a lot about
him and his extra friend.
Yeah, they the tripod.
Apparently some really good catches. Their rush apparently did a really, really, really good job putting pressure on the opposing QB, but it wasn't enough to make them undefeated. The odds were stacked up against them, missing key players. They still kept a positive attitudes and are psyched about this coming weekend, girl.
This weekend is
where it's
at.
They'll have everyone that they need.
This is the weekend everyone shows up.
Hallelujah.
Which, as a captain, sometimes can be a challenge.
Because you got to play everybody. Like,
yes,
everyone
you do.
Has to play. You want to win.
It's the rule initiated by former commissioner Danny Tarrell.
Yes. Hong Kong. Hey, DT.
One from a homie. little drop of that Henny.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, who is number six?
Number six is that Teal team who went 3-1 this weekend.
Teal like a
Congrats,
woman.
Teal like a woman. They did have that loss to you,
yes.
Fuchsia.
That
no
was
one had
nuts.
No one had to hold it down. Heard it was a very, very good game. The Teal team did beat Navy and Gold and stunned the Orange team.
Another Orange
team. I heard that was like one of those like sidelines, people hooting and hollering, being like, yes, yes, take it to them, beat them, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know why people want Orange to lose, but it sounds like a common theme.
I heard someone came, a little birdie came up to, maybe a pink birdie, came up to me at the Blarney Stone and was like, girl, Muth and his team, they apparently went to brunch or to something after... in betwixt games,
because
they had
19.
A long break and came back rowdy.
Oh,
AF.
No. Oh, Jesus. Well, that's interesting because I did hear that they were a little bit chirpy. I heard that the mouths were up and down and up and down and open and close and saying
something. But all weekend.
Was it all weekend?
It's Saturday and on the Lord's Day.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, Teal's holding their own. Sixth seed is a good seed to have. I think it took them some time to pull it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they could make a run for a championship bid.
Because they were fighting hard in the game against us.
Teal can do it.
Yeah.
And if they beat a great team. Orange is a great team. Yeah. And the fact that they beat Orange, that's amazing. Like, they could do it.
Fix it. Just look at the poppers. Just, is that all those poppers?
Those are poppers. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's not talk about my poppers.
Oh, goodness. Okay, who's after
poppers
them?
And podcast. It's a new thing.
Poppers and podcast, dude. Bringing them from the bottom, to the seventh seed. Congratulations. The first game against Kelly was apparently a nail-biter girl going back and forth. They struggled at first, but got it together to come back and tie the game 26-26. Second game against Maroon, Captain Sirwaki said, all eyes were on Jasper to keep that, this is quotes, to keep that cub from getting too many catches. He then went to
all you got to do is man ham and you're good.
I mean, he's a monster on the
field.
He's
a monster. He is an unbelievable player.
You blink and she's like over you snatching the ball. She's jumping 10 feet in the air to catch the ball. She's juking you left and right, breaking ankles.
He's a little vertically challenged. So if you man ham, you're gold.
Yeah, girl. He said that plan worked and they ended up winning by 7 points. Sunday was a heavy day of back-to-back games against Brown, y'all.
Yeah, that's us.
And Royal Camo.
But they did it. Yep. Sounds like they did it.
They said the first game was tit for tat, but they came out on top.
Okay. I wasn't there. Oh, I can't talk about it. I wasn't there.
That's right. That's right. And then against Royal Camo, Sir Wacky said Jeremy Moss happened.
He knows how to play. Exactly. I have no words. He knows how to play.
So they lost to them. He said it was not cute. K-E-W-T. But overall, they worked their way up, you know? So kudos to them. We'll see what they can do, girl, if they can keep up the momentum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, white camo. Hashtag my favorite color.
Eat the power, Autumns. I can't believe the power.
What?
Hey, yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus.
But there were also, like, ties. So I think it had to do with, like, didn't y'all play the Power Autumns?
On Sunday, I wasn't there.
Oh, yes. And they beat y'all, so I think that's why they got the eighth.
Because it was a head-to-head. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a couple, I think, Power Bottoms on those Power
Autumns. Bobby.
That's not who I'm talking about or wishing for. No. I'm going to keep drinking my drink.
But yeah, they turned a dismal season, girl. They turned it around with a 3-1 weekend, which got them
good
that
good job, eight. Power Autumns.
Mm-hmm. It was the first week since week two that they've had their newbie / twink rush, Colin.
Oh, H-E-I-E-R. Uh-huh. He's a wonderful individual.
Oh, hey,
I
Colin.
Can attest to that. Hey, Colin.
Well,
you're an amazing individual.
He and Robbie apparently crush it as rushes, girl. Robbie Williamson.
Mm. Oh, he's on their team. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Robbie's a great rush.
And he's adorable.
His porn stash.
It's so cute.
Keep drinking my drink.
Yes. So they were apparently forced. Girl, I am getting hot with this cocktail. Forcing
that tequila will do that.
Offensive holds and penalties left and right, girl. That rush team, they were forcing, like, they were so heavy against the other team that they were, like, holding them, trying to get them back and getting penalties left and right. Zach Testos.
Bobby, talk to your line.
Zach Testos came up. Well, no, the rushers were forcing the penalties on the other team.
Rush was good.
Uh-huh.
Great job, Bobby, telling your rush how to work. Sorry. I misheard.
Zach Testos. Is that a Greek?
Yes, definitely Greek.
That sounds Greek. He came up with a huge interception, his first of the season, against Kelly to keep them in the lead. Against Purple, it was just a back and back, forth and forth, you know. Back, forth and forth. Come on. Forrest had the ball with under 2 minutes, and they were trying to eat the clock, but Brian Teague was tasting the end zone, girl, and ran it in with a minute and 50 left. And then from that point,
Tim
Francis, he just couldn't be stopped and worked his way up the field.
Nice job.
Yep. And then against y'all, he said that Matt Culinary, who's apparently got like Jasper Ups, girl, he'd be jumping up and you're like, where the fuck did you come from, little boy?
I saw him jumping up and down New Year's in Montreal.
Oh, my.
He knows how to get up and down.
Oh, what to the my. But apparently he had a huge INT against y'all. You weren't there.
I was not there. Can't attest.
But when she caught the ball, didn't know what to do with it.
No! Oh, my God. That's my biggest fear.
They said that she was scared, looking left and
right. Didn't know which way to go. That is literally my biggest fear.
But, yeah, that's all I got on them.
Are we at 9?
Yep.
Oh, you know who that is.
Y'all.
Take a big whiff. So Saturday was good.
Mm-hmm.
I am so proud with how we did on Saturday. Our first game was against Maroon, Jasper, Devin Westcom, mm-hmm. the captain of that team. Josh Talisca, who's the QB. Great team. And we were losing at the half. It was 14-13. We were down one at the half. And then in the huddle, I was like, you know what? We're going to change things around. Let's do X, Y, and Z.
Come through.
And we did X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to share those secrets right here. And we came back to win. So it was a good game. That is a good team. And then later that day, the sun came out. We played that red, white, blue camo. And I literally think they underestimated us. We had them running, and we were literally winning the game until the last 20 seconds of the game. It was back and forth after the first half. It was we scored, they scored, we scored, they scored. So the lead like was interchangeable every 2 minutes or whatnot. But I think, like I said earlier, in the last, it was like 11 seconds left. Jeremy Moss threw a touchdown pass to Mark DeVino in the end zone, who he dedicated that pass to one of our begone friends.
Mark.
So that's amazing. They deserve that win. That is a good team. But I think we proved to ourselves and to other teams that we're a force to be reckoned with. Sunday, I was not there. I know the first game we only had 8 people.
Were they missing you and Swingler, right?
They were missing me. They were missing literally, there was only 8 people.
Oh.
So they were yeah. There was a bunch of people, like Dave Herman wasn't there. Oh. There was a lot of people that
couldn't get out. Dave.
Straight Dave. But we gave it our all, and both games came down to the final minutes. We ended up losing both. But I think I'm okay with our 9th seed because the teams that I take in the fall finals have a history of upsetting.
Uh-huh.
As last year, we were the 8th seed.
I'll break your ankle right
We
here,
were
right
the 8th
now.
Seed. We beat our first team. We beat the 9th seed that we faced.
Uh-huh.
And then we faced number one, the 4th team.
Uh-huh.
They were like undefeated.
Uh-huh.
I forget who was in charge of that team. Ethan Zobel. And we ended up beating that team. And then they crushed my Flamingos. But we know how to upset. You better watch out, number one seed.
What you trying to
you
say?
You better watch out.
Okay.
Because if we do brave through, who do we play first?
Y'all play Force.
So we play Force. It's a rematch.
Uh-huh.
If we beat Force, we play you if you win.
I've got my voodoo dolls.
It's a bye. You have a bye.
I've got my voodoo dolls sitting on ready, honey.
Coming for you, Henry.
Sitting on
coming
ready.
Coming for you. But it was an okay weekend for Brown.
Okay.
We're sitting pretty, and we are happy where we at.
Yes. Okay, so number 10.
Yeah, we're number 10.
Number 10 it
Talk to me.
Okay, so I was edumacated on what their name is. It's, Caberhaze.
Like Cabernet.
Yeah.
You didn't? Okay, I got that.
I thought it was like Saberhaze.
No, nope, got that like when they first said it like 3 months ago.
So
you must drink white wine, huh?
Well, no, actually, what do I usually drink?
Tequila.
I prefer tequila.
Okay, that explains it. Keep going.
They ended up number 10 after it seemed like they were figuring things out. Unfortunately, they had a pretty rough weekend, girl. I mean, they lost to White, who again said that they were focusing on Jasper.
Yep.
Which worked for them. They lost to y'all.
Yes, they did. It was a close game, though. Close game.
And then on Sunday, they lost to Purple, who was still riding on that high of tying Orange. And then they tied Kelly, which, I mean, on paper is good.
Yeah, because Kelly, like, has a solid record.
Well, but Kelly was also missing Brendan and TJ.
Oh.
Which are, like, stars on their team. But a tie's a tie. They said it was 2 very physical matches. But, like, I went through their past scores because I was like, okay, so they lost. Yeah, they're number 10. Yeah. I went through their past scores, and in all of their games, I'd say at least 80% of their games, they were really, really, really close
okay.
matchups. Like, 1 point, 2 point, 5 points, like, really, really close matchups. So while they're at the bottom, towards the bottom, I should say.
Yeah.
They've been handling their own, and depending on who they play, could turn around and work their way down the bracket, girl, and do some damage.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Like, they are some talent on that team. They have some. They have like they run a four receiver offense.
Mm-hmm.
Like they know what they're doing. Sometimes things haven't fell into place, but Like, they could win, and they could make it to the finals, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it just seems like a moment here, a moment there. If they turned around those moments, yep. It would have been a completely different record.
Agreed, them. Agreed. Should we talk about Navy?
Let's talk about him.
Oh, our boy David Richard, fellow Hancock. First year as captain. They had a weekend. We'll call it a Matt weekend.
It's so surprising.
Again, another team with so much talent.
Yeah.
They ended up going 1-3 this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think the big issue was with the rescheduling because of all the rain. Sunday, they were only able to field 6 people. So they had 6 people. So you're playing 6-on-7 yeah. for both games on Sunday. So there's really no...
That ain't cute.
Yeah.
That ain't
like,
hot.
It's hard to win 6-on-7 in 2 games. So Sunday was bad for them. But they did go 500 on Saturday. They gave it their all. They're pushing through. It looks like this weekend they're going to have their everyone back. And I wouldn't be surprised if Dave Richard, like, puts a plan together and comes out on top in his first game.
I think they're on that bottom half, so it'll be interesting to see.
You never know. Don't sleep on a good bottom. Don't sleep on a good bottom.
I'm dead. Okay, so speaking of bottoms, America, make America girled again.
Okay, why not?
Mm-hmm. They had a tough weekend, girl. 0-4. Yeah. They were missing their key players, so that didn't help.
Nope.
Sunday, they were another team that only had 6 players.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, we were one of the teams that beat them, but we decided to, like...
Did you play only 6 on them?
We did. We did 6
v 6. Good for you. I know I've been in situations where I've been a 6-player team, and the other team has played 7.
Yeah, which is, like, why?
Because they want to win.
But you can always change it up in the half or just throw in a 7th player. Like, come on.
Some people are dicks.
Hallelujah. Fucking but then they played Teal and only lost. They lost like the last minute.
Ah.
Which, with 6 people.
Yep.
That's pretty dope. And Teal was one of those teams that did like 7.
And Teal beat Orange. So if you relate it, that team of 6 could beat Orange on any given day. Like,
when we played them, it was... I had to, like,
championship is up in the air. It is not a guarantee or lock for anybody.
Oh, my God, I just want to win.
Anybody could win.
But Badgley said, their full squad's going to be there on Sunday. And they're sitting on ready, girl, and they're looking to do some damage.
Get it, Brad. Get it, Brad.
Don't let the last seed fool you.
Mm-mm.
And that's all we got.
I know Brad loves the last seed.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, honey. Okay, commercial break, and then we'll come back with National Conference.
Yes.
All right, tell me what the tea is after the games are all over on Saturday, boo.
So let me tell you that it is a non-flag football sanctioned event.
Okay.
But it has been around for the last 10 years.
10 years?
10 years. Yes. This is the 10th anniversary. It is Pub Golf. If you are interested, try and find a partner. If you don't have one, that's okay. Just come on down to Cathedral Station this Saturday, 7:30. It is a bunch of bars in the South End Back Bay, a bunch of beer. And there will be one winner. So it's a good time. Come to watch. Come to play. Come to participate.
Come thirsty.
Very thirsty. You'll be drinking. Just come and have some fun. Pub Golf this Saturday.
What time?
7:30, Cathedral Station.
Boom. All right, let's talk about these national fools.
I want to start with Rosé You Stay. Okay. I think that's our team name, right?
Mm-hmm,
Pink?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I give, like, mad respect to Tony Ardolino. He's been around for a while. And, like, what does he have, like, 6, 8 newbies?
20, girl.
But he knows how to pick a team, and they're doing their damn thing. Like, I mean, these boys have held their top spot in the division, even after going 3-1 this weekend, and that's after missing a top receiver.
German.
Is he the one? I didn't see him, but is he the one that's gone?
He was not.
He friend requested me today or yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You better keep your hands and your eyes off.
Okay. I will leave that alone. I will accept his friend request and just let it go. But I guess he was gone, and they still mercy ruled the black team, and then they beat yellow by 15.
I'm surprised that they mercy black, because, I mean, black had been, like, doing pretty well. They had a pretty good record. They were like winning.
They had the Jesus on their side. They had the Jesus on their side. But you know what's weird is that they lost to White Camo.
I wonder what happened that match.
It goes to show, honestly, anything can happen, including on championship day. I think it was like the second half. I don't think they scored any points.
Mm-mm.
But like my eyes are on this team. I would not be surprised if Tony takes that squad to the championship.
He
could do it.
Well, one of the two of us will see you there, baby.
Agreed.
Okay, so Kiki, do you like me? Do you hate me?
To all the above.
They were number two in a three-way tie for third.
Okay.
Which ended up placing them in number three.
Okay.
They went 3-1 this past weekend.
Okay, I wish I had that.
First matchup was against Texas Orange, who apparently finally got their ish together. That you remember how a couple weeks ago they had like 7 QBs?
Yes.
Well, they got Catherine, Jack, Madden, and PJ, their first catches of the season.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes. Get your game on.
The Rush Trio of Coco Light.
Who's Coco Light?
Coco Loco Light. Excuse me.
Who's that?
So, a.k.a. PJ, Wayne, and rookie Justin. I ain't got his last name. Apparently, they were putting the pressure on him, girl. Got a couple sacks.
Okay.
Picks by Alex Hamling and Tars.
Okay, Tars.
Yeah, they had a win over White Camo, which officially makes the record between fiancés, Tars and Johnny.
Who's winning?
It's a complete sweep, girl. 7.
No!
Tarzan, Johnny, 0.
Ooh, sorry, Johnny. Sorry, Cupcake.
Rookie Justin apparently showed up.
Who was this rookie?
I don't know, girl, but he apparently showed up and out of nowhere was snatching flags to stop an important
Wait, cheating. Is he the one with the glasses?
Couldn't tell you, honey.
Oh, because there's one with the glasses. That's mad cute.
I would have to F.
And if it goes with the J, it's either John or Justin. Keep going. I'm sorry. Sidebar.
We've been drinking. Yeah, girl. Against Red, they had 3 picks on Brian Burns.
Mm-hmm.
They only converted one of those picks to points.
Oh, that's rough.
Mm-hmm. Their line, Casey and Joe, they were like stars.
Yes, Casey.
Making all the catches. Said they should have won at the end, but poor clock management on their part lost them the game.
That literally will get you sometimes.
John Kaufman was apparently turning it up and turning it out, making really cute catches in long run.
Oh, that's the one! Sorry.
Oh, is that him?
John, oh my God,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, hey, Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, John. Condon had a game-winning touchdown, and Casey had some huge catches, and one of them was the extra point that ended up winning them the game over Coral.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job. Nice work.
Yeah, good job, y'all.
I want to shift to Silver.
Yeah.
One of the Diamondbacks. Yes.
Are they the Diamondbacks?
No, it's not.
That's a cute name, though.
Diamondbacks is good, but I think they're diamonds in the
scrap. They sure are.
My fellow Roxy mate, Booze Cruz.
Oh.
I got to root for their team. They actually went 4-0 this weekend.
Good job.
And ended up in the 4th seed in their conference.
Good.
I guess on Saturday, they came from behind in both of their games to win. Like, they always find a way. They did the same thing with us. So Silver's one to watch. On Sunday, they were very back and forth with the black team, which was Joe Prisco.
Oh.
And we all lived together.
Cute. So the battle, there's a lot of battle of the roommates, battle of
so,
the...
Jill's been pretty salty for the last, like, she's been salty for the last 72 hours, and now I know why. It's because the Silver team whooped the ass.
Okay, baby.
But on Silver, you got to watch for that little ginger, Alex Hyman. He will catch anything. He will run anything.
Yeah.
McAvoy, I guess, had some good plays. Eric
Draffel?
Yes! Mm-hmm. He was
on fire. That boy's a beast.
He's a beast.
And he's so cute.
He is silent. But deadly.
Silent, deadly.
He is silent but deadly. Also adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And John also, the quarterback, John Provenos, like they did the damn thing. They showed up this weekend. Moving. And now they're the 4th seed and one to watch.
Bravissimo.
What's another team?
Donatella Versace.
Love that name.
So they ended up number 6 on the National Conference. They went 2-2 this week with a loss to Pink. And they got spanked by, of all teams, Texas Orange.
No! Texas Orange?
No, toe them up, girl.
Texas Orange?
Toe them up.
Okay. Twilight Zone.
They had 2 wins. against White, Blue, and Coral. But Tim Walsh also wasn't there.
Correct.
Their star receiver, Peter Stanich, he stepped up as QB. This is in their win against Light Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Jack Jack broke both Kevin Lally and Khalid's faces in the same game and sacked Max a couple times.
Is that one with that Equinox hat?
Jack Jack.
He cute. I love Jack Jack. He's so nice. He's a great rusher.
He's
you want to be a teabagger? Call me.
Oh, shit. Yes, Lenny.
I would.
But yeah, Kevin Lally apparently got physically beat up, girl.
Oh, he no. was like, oh my gosh, no.
Someone said he was bleeding for almost 48 hours straight.
Mm-mm. You never win when you play dirty. You
never win when you play dirty. But yeah, that's all I got on them.
How about None Your Business?
Love.
None Your Business. Super secret, I wanted black.
Uh-huh.
Because if I was black, my team name would have been, once you go black, you never go clack, 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 clack. With the fans, you know?
Yeah.
None Your Business is a good name, though.
I can't.
However, they only went 1-3 this weekend, which like hurt them because they had such a strong start. Mm-hmm. However, they did end up fifth seed in the conference. Honestly, it's like a solid team that just had a bad weekend. It happens. I've been there. They lost to Pink. They lost to Light Blue. They lost to Silver. But they must have prayed and like grabbed those rosary beads and said their Hail Marys because they did beat the Forest team. And from what I understand, I'm not behind the scenes at all. Granted, I was reffing a game and the Forest and Light Blue team were playing behind me. And all I heard was a lot of Forest team like, dye, 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 dye. I couldn't pinpoint who it was.
I mean, there's been a word on the curves, word on the rooftops, hollering on the mountain.
I have an idea as to who it could have been.
We've talked about him.
I mean, I haven't been here yet, but I think I've heard you reference the individual on the show before. But yeah, you're not wrong.
She needs all the prayers, girl.
You're not wrong.
She needs all the prayers.
So Black was very happy about putting it to the Forest team and shutting that mouth up, even just for a little stint of time.
Since we're talking about the threesomes, they ended up number 8. They went 1-3. A 1-point loss to Silver that came with almost no time on the clock. And then they edged out Light Blue. Flipping the script on the day with winning just by 1 point in a hard-fought game. But, I mean, somebody needs to control that demigoggin. Is that what they call that little monster on?
That you're not wrong. That's what they call him. That is what they call him. I mean,
control him, child. Put a muzzle on him.
He's loud. Loud and proud. He's loud and proud. He knows who he is.
I don't know if proud's the word I'd use, but loud for sure.
He feels some kind of way and wants to express it. You can't fault him for that.
All right, who are we talking about next?
You know, I could talk about Coral.
Do it.
I got to give mad props to Mr. Tim Walsh. He is my half of my both of our Hancock captains.
Captain.
But sadly, he was not around this week.
I know.
And I think the Coral team felt that pain because they went 1-3 this week.
Eek.
But you know what was cool? Mike Beamer stepped up as quarterback,
yes.
Which I know, like, being quarterback is difficult, especially when you don't choose to have that position.
Agreed.
So for Beamer to step up and be the quarterback is amazing. And it's, from what I saw and from what people said, it sounds like his team, like, supported him 100% of the way and just, like, really encouraged him. So it was great to see them stay positive and rally around him.
Amen.
And it also sounds like the games, at least against Red and Yellow, were actually pretty close. It sounds like there were like shenanigans on the field with Ben Flagg like running and going face first into some mud.
Girl, she's like, trying to compete with your
Dennis. Like, there's been it's rained so much. There's been a lot of mud action this season. And my boy Coco, Mr. Corey Wood, like crawling through Paul Santos's legs to try and get the flag from Brian Burns. That's what makes him a sick rusher. He will do anything and everything.
I wish I could have seen that.
To get that flag. And in that game, it also sounds like Steve Abrams had some huge plays. And also Ari.
Beast.
He's in the game. He's doing his thing.
Always beastly.
Heard that he had like an ESPN like top 10 worthy line. Like, let me pick this out of the air. Okay. So you go, Ari. You go. What else on the national side's going on?
Period. They went 3.
That's red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just in case I didn't know.
3-1, which knocked down to number 2. Saturday beat Royal, who apparently, Royal. Yeah.
Oh.
They put up a good fight, though. Josh, apparently, as per usual, was beast, so they just doubled up on his ass and shut him down. Then they played Coral, who, again, didn't have Walsh.
Yep.
But said it didn't matter since the offense turned it up, child, and they went 40 points, girl.
Wow.
40 points.
40?
Yes.
Okay.
Ended up mercy ruling them, girls. Huge game on Sunday was versus Kiki. Key Lime, since they were both battling for that second spot. Kiki apparently controlled the game and were up 2 scores with about 8 minutes to go. Brian Burns started running a hurry-up offense. He loves a good hurry-up offense, girl. And
this, I love Brian Burns.
He's gotten so good.
Yes, he has.
Gotten so good. But yeah, he started the hurry-up offense and they scored with about 5 minutes left to put them down 7 points. Next possession, they stopped Key Lime and then scored with like a minute or 30 or something like that and went on to win the game.
Hey, do what you got to do.
They missed a 2-point conversion, so basically all Key Lime had to do was run down the clock, but they didn't.
Come on, Key Lime.
Then
be better.
But yeah, that was their weekend.
That was that game?
Mm-hmm.
Light Blue had an interesting weekend.
Yes.
We talked about it a little bit, but like, yes, officially they were 1-3. They're the 9th seed in the conference, which is a little surprising. Mr. Michael O'Brien, who I love and adore.
Last year's champ.
Spring champion.
Spring champ. Yeah,
he was a spring champ who I faced in the spring championships.
I still can't believe you've been to every champion, spring championship.
Everyone but one, including last year. So yeah, Mike O'Brien, he's actually the 9th seed in this division. Brown, is the 9th seed in the other division. So who knows what can happen. But I think because Mr. Max Milder decided to take a little eternal slumber through the silver game. Mm-hmm. Hashtag shocker.
Sleeping beauty.
And they got whooped. and they eventually fell to yellow as well. You know, it's one of those, like, the team just had a rough weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that light blue team. I'm envious. That light blue team is a good team. They just had a bad weekend.
I mean, what you can't really do much, like, when you don't have your...
No, if your QB's not there, it's
rough. I like QBAC.
QBAC?
I like QBAC.
Did I just start a trend?
A new note. Yes.
Cheers.
QBAC.
QBAC.
Come through. Okay, homo to the depots. That's Texas Orange.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can talk all about them because I have nothing to say.
Okay. They went number 10, 3-0 streak this weekend.
Congrats.
Royal, yellow, and red.
Oh, wait. Why 3-0? There were 4 games.
I don't know, girl. I have 3-0. All I know.
Okay, maybe there was a forfeit that.
I don't know. We'll have somebody fact check it.
Because there were 2 Saturday and 2 on Sunday.
All I know is that they beat Royal, Yellow, and Red.
Okay. I bet someone beat them.
Someone had to. they kept their last 2 opponents scoreless, girl.
Oh, wait. Scoreless?
Scoreless. Okay. Win against Red was 19-0.
Okay.
But you have to note that their quarterback wasn't there. He was like celebrating his little baby boy's birthday.
Aw. Cute.
And Noel apparently was on fire on offense and defense. They finally had Packy back throwing the ball.
Okay, Packy. So, he's great. Love Packy.
They said that they had, like, since the whole season, their highest attendance. That's nuts.
Are you serious?
That is nuts. The season's like ended and they had. Anyway, Captain said they started the season 5-0 and they're ending 3.
Oh my god!
What is it? A bug?
Oh my god! The lights are on! Yes! Oh, there's power!
Come on!
Yes! Give us yes! Yes!
Amen, hallelujah!
We can blow the lights out, turn the flashlight off.
Yes!
Light candle. Okay. sorry.
Ah.
We have power now.
Okay, so I don't know why he said they went 5. Oh, because they lost. They had to have lost the game, but their streak was. They won their last 3 games.
Got you. They lost and won 3.
Mm-hmm, we got there. So yeah, he said they started their season 5-0, ended with 3 wins, and they're forgetting about all those middle games. Next,
who haven't we talked about?
Well, I mean, we could talk about Winter is Coming, which is what, white camo?
That's white camo. Mm-hmm. I do not know a lot about white camo.
Well, they ended the season number 11. They had two big upsets, girl. They beat Pink and Forest.
Okay. Wait a minute. Mm. Wait. Mm. White camo beat Pink?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Shocker to me.
Which ended up leaving Royal Hashtag anything behind. Can happen. But yeah, apparently that matchup against Forest, mm-hmm. Forest stayed on trend. I think that's when their team got unsportsmanlike conduct for their chippiness.
I did hear, there's a rumor. Have you heard the rumor?
That, I heard it from Miss Weave.
Okay, so I heard a rumor from two people that the entire defense of the Forest team got an unsportsmanlike
conduct. That might be a first. How do you not, like, cancel the game if an entire defense? That's, like, 500 yards.
I mean, I heard it happen. And I know some of the individuals on said team are chirpers.
Mm.
But it's not confirmed. Do not quote me. But it is in the atmosphere. It is in the airwaves. It has been said.
Well, I've got it on paper, girl, so I'm fact-checking it. That's a copy and paste. Team got unsportsmanlike conduct for their chirpiness.
You know what I say about that?
Mm.
They're dedicated. They're dedicated.
Apparently, Michael, forgive me for Nieces.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Beasting it out, girl. Had ups like no other. Kid was like 3 feet in the air catching balls. After the loss to Key Lime, Tars thought it would be real cute to have his team at the winning huddle say 7-0 versus Johnny. Because that's Johnny's team.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Johnny said he's lucky he wants to have kids. Otherwise, he'd have turned Tars' balls into Xmas ornaments.
Yeah. Yes.
Possible rematch that could happen between them. So we'll talk about that a little later.
Might be room for Johnny.
Okay, who you got, girl?
Who haven't I talked about? I feel like I talked about... Who else is left in the National?
Let's take a gander.
I mean, we're American. We're both American, so I'm not familiar with the National.
We did Royal. No, we got to talk about Royal. We white camo, Texas orange, coral,
that's Wiglet.
Yellow, black, silver, key lime. Oh, they are the last ones, huh?
Well, that's your boo-boo thing. Okay. That's your bestie. You can talk about Royal.
God save the queens, honey. God save them indeed, child. I mean.
Okay, you know what, though? Literally, I talked to Josh this weekend, and it
was
sounds
sober?
Like...
sober?
I believe he was. He was winning both of his games on Saturday at the half.
I will say that looking at their scores the last couple of weeks, that they've actually put numbers on the board, which they hadn't been doing prior, because it seems like they figured something out, but just not enough yet. Or maybe they just haven't had enough time to get it together. But sadly, they're ended their season... 0-9-2. They're the only team that didn't win a single game. He went from hero to zero, being a champion.
Oh my God! You're right.
And he's got his fellow champion co-captain on his team. Sad. Mm-hmm. Sad.
I'd still eat his booty.
Still.
Moving on.
Oh, Lord. So, yes, they're at the bottom of the conference. They knew their last games were going to be tough ones in their season.
Who did they play?
They played Red, Texas Orange, Pink, and Coral. And I think when they played Coral, Coral had Tim Walsh. So that just makes for a tough weekend in general. But I asked Josh, their captain, to comment. And he said, in quotes... They lost on purpose because they want to be the first 12th seed to win the championship.
So, I like that.
That's a good mentality.
I like that.
Now it's a matter of seeing if they'll put down the liquor enough to like actually get it together on the field. So yeah, that's it with the National Conference.
Okay.
We'll take a little break, seas.
Is it a commercial break?
Yes, Hanny, and we'll be back with Fourth and Girl.
Yes. Done and done.
Yes, flag football season is behind us, but the doors of Blarney Stone are still open wide for us, baby.
We have to show them love more than 3 months out of the year.
I totes agree.
Right? The food is on point. Bartends are on point. Service is on point. So even though this season is over, let's keep going.
Go get your drink on. Go have a good time and show them that the love is real.
I'll be there.
Yes.
All right. I'm back, bitches.
Wait, who is
this? Yes, ma'am. I am back. The ratings have gone down, and I'm here to get them back up, baby.
You need to find Christ, girl.
What's up, ladies?
Hey, you. Doing a damn thing.
All right. Well, it is Super Fab Weekend, so let's get into this Fourth and Girl.
Yes, Fourth and Girl. Okay, so who's your game ball going to, Wiglet?
All right. Well, I want y'all to hear this loud and clear because I haven't given her any props all season. My game ball is going to Wig.
Oh, that's adorable.
Mm-hmm. She did a great job with the podcast the past 2 weeks. I'm sorry that I couldn't. I mean, it's just been a whirlwind. So, great job keeping.
You can just talk more about me if you want.
Great job keeping up what we started. Yeah, that's who my game ball is going to.
You. Gracias. You want to go ahead, Miss Weave?
Okay, I will go ahead.
I'm going to give
my game ball to the fans, actually.
Okay.
I'm, like, especially these last couple weekends where the weather's been horrible, I have a teammate whose daughter comes to the games with the dog. I have friends whose boyfriends come to the game and sit through the rain, the cold, and just watch. So the fans do have to put up with hours of bad weather, people yelling on the side.
Amen.
Muddy ground. So I'm going to give it to the fans.
My game ball, I know we've talked about them before, but I want to give props to all those injured folks who have come out weekend after weekend to support their teams. I know, just to speak on my team, like, we've had, thanks to the hex that Wiglet threw on us, we've had four injured folks who, even though they haven't played since, like, for a while, for a couple of weeks, at least 3 to 4 weeks now. Ooh. They've come out supporting, bringing, like, waters, granola bars.
That's great.
So to everybody out there, you know what, not injured and still
doing the chains,
we thank you. And
I got one on my team who hasn't played but, like, one down all season, Chris Pulos.
Oh,
I know, and he showed up every week. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, so I agree with that. Good job.
Okay, so let's get into this Super Fab preview, girl. Okay.
Oh my god.
I know, it's here.
So how did your top three end up in the American?
Okay, so my top three to begin with were Fuchsia, myself, clearly, Orange, and Brown.
Oh, sorry to let you down.
Fuchsia and Orange, we ended up 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Brown is 9. You look at the brackets, and we could potentially have a matchup with Brown if they beat Force.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Watch out, girl. I'm coming.
I think mine and the American were, they definitely went Fuchsia. It was red and royal camo, orange, and also brown.
Uh-huh.
So I was 2 for 1 there.
I won't let you down, Caden. I won't let you down.
Come on, girl. Let's go.
That's rude.
What about the National?
National, I picked silver, coral, and black.
So the 4, 5, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they end.
Silver, coral, black. I was red, coral, and black.
2, 5, and 7. So, you were more right, Caden.
I know, always.
For once. I'm surprised that, like, we didn't pick any of the teams, or at least the teams that we did pick didn't show up except for red.
Yeah.
We totally bypassed pink.
Yeah, well, we didn't know. I mean, all those newbies.
You're right. Okay, so let's break this American Conference and what we think's how it's going to go down.
Okay. I don't know. It's just, y'all know how this day is. It's just such a toss-up. Like, you don't know who's going to show up. I honestly think Kelly and Red and Royal Camo is going to be a really good matchup. If so Kelly gets...
If they get through gold, right?
I think if Kelly gets through gold, that will be a good matchup.
I totally agree.
Brown and Fuchsia will be a good matchup if Brown beats Force.
Uh-huh. Which I think we're going to.
Okay.
All right.
And so
our first game was close, honey.
Who do you think is going to go through to the quarters on the top half?
The quarters on the top half. Red, Royal Camo, and Fuchsia.
Oh, I'm into it. Okay. I'm into it. What do you think, Lopes? Yeah.
Both teams are formidable teams. I agree. Well, aside from Brown, I mean, I think we could take you, but
that's a hard quarter. What about that bottom quarter?
I think it's going to be 2 and 3. I don't see any of those teal, navy, white, and maroon beating purple or orange. I think it's going to be purple and orange.
This weekend, though, teal turned it up, though, girl.
I saw the scores.
Teal turned it up.
I don't know. Well, maybe we might be in for an upset.
I think it'd be cute to see a purple-orange rematch.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so do we keep going to the semis or what?
No, let's go ahead and pick who's going to make it through to the finals. We'll go American first.
Oh,
obviously,
gosh.
We are.
I've got to go with orange.
Okay, continue.
Not going to toot my own horn, but I've never been beat twice by the same team in a season. I'm pushing us through Force.
Okay.
And pushing us through Fuchsia.
Okay.
Last year my Flamingos took down the number one seed Force. And 2 years ago, Caden, oh my God, we actually took down your Force team. You beat us earlier in the season and then we came back. I don't lose twice in the same time.
Do we know
I'm coming.
Do we have
I'm
a coming. Stat on like when the last time a number one has made it all the way through?
Never.
Important to note is that I've never been number one. Honk, honk, honk.
Well, okay.
Okay, let's go on to the National Conference.
All right.
Let's look at that top bracket.
Okay. I think if Red gets past Coral, ain't nobody beating Red.
Really?
But you see, the thing is, Red, they be hot and cold, girl.
But do you see how much many points they're putting up?
Yeah, okay, against teams, I don't know. I think Coral, they got Tim Walsh back. The only reason they fell down to 7 is because they didn't have Tim Walsh this weekend.
Which is 4 games.
Yeah, so they lost all 4 games.
Shit.
So that brought them way down.
So let's go ahead and say that Coral, can we make the assumption that they're going to beat Home Depot?
I'm going to go, yeah.
I agree.
Okay, which is such – I can't believe they started off 5-0. And then I think it'll be Key Lime and Red in that national in the quarters.
So you think Red's going to beat Coral, Tim Walsh,
Yeah.
I think I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go Coral.
I'm going to have to go Coral too.
I don't know, y'all. I think Brian Burns is hungry for it.
He's
Tony Vaccaro's hungry for it. Kevin Cater's hungry for it. Like,
What about White Camo? Oh, so you think White Camo, Yellow, they didn't even have a chance?
No, not against Key Lime.
Interesting.
I mean, maybe Yellow. If it's Red and Yellow, I think it's definitely you can hand it to Red.
Yeah.
Or even Coral and Yellow, I think you can hand it to Coral. To be honest with you.
Do you think anyone on that top half of that quarter?
Yeah. Whoever wins Red and Coral is going to go to the quarters there.
Okay. What about the bottom half of that draw?
Royals coming back.
Nope. That just slipped out. No, I think you could beat Black. Yes.
I hear that this past weekend, we lost to Red only by 3 points, and we were missing 5 people.
Yeah,
so I don't.
You guys think, were very close.
I don't know.
Still think Red's going to take it after you just said what you just said?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I think Pink will definitely probably make it to the quarters. I don't see four or may. I don't know. Light blue versus pink, y'all.
Light blue could probably get through. Forest.
If anyone can, it's light blue. If I were to put money on it, you know what? I'm going to go pink.
Against?
Silver.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I think silver, I think I would agree.
Yeah.
I think pink, silver, red, and
Key Lime.
I guess Key Lime. I don't know. That's a tough one. That bottom half of that first top of the, that's a tough one for me. So definitely red, silver, and pink.
Red, so it looks silver, like the
pink are gonna stand up unless brown comes through and teal comes through and does some damage.
So who's taking it in the National Conference? We already picked one for the American. Who's taking it in the National?
Oh, God.
So orange versus...
Wait, and which one now?
Well, you said orange. We said orange, or I said orange is going to go all the way.
We didn't say nothing about orange.
Well, I said orange is going
to
take it.
All you have to do, all you have to do to orange is man them, and they're done.
Okay.
Literally done.
Y'all take notes. I think orange is going to go all the way to the Super Fabulous Bowl, and then the... on the other side, I don't know.
Light blue.
What? What?
Yeah. I'm gonna. Huh.
What?
Yeah. If light blue shows up, I think light blue can take it.
I'm going for a 1v1, fuchsia versus pink.
Mm-mm.
I'm going us both meeting at the end, number one seeds, Serena versus Venus type of jam. Let's get it done.
I think I'm gonna go. I think I'm going to go 2v2, orange versus red. I don't know. Something is telling me red. I don't know why. I don't know.
Something told you you were going to win this season, too. So something.
Oh, shit.
Whatever.
That's a tough one for me. So definitely red, silver, and pink.
Red, so it looks silver, like the
pink. They're going to stand up unless brown comes through and teal comes through and does some damage.
I think I'm going to go 2v2, orange versus red. I don't know. Something is telling me red. I don't know why. I don't know.
Something told you you were going to win this season, too. So something.
Oh, shit.
Whatever. Yeah, my hashtag this weekend is like no regrets, baby. I'm going all in. I'm going all in. It's anyone's game.
This is true.
I mean, Richard. Richard Moore told me he was on a team one year that, I mean, not saying Royals going to do it, but he was on a team that one year that never won a game and they went all the way. So you just don't know.
Did you give yours weave?
I'm going to say brown, light, blue.
Oh, brown, light, blue.
Yeah, I have faith.
The two number, okay, 9v9.
Oh, I didn't realize that was 9v9.
Yes.
You never know what can happen.
Okay, 1v1, 2v2, or 9v9. We shall see.
Wait, 9v9. Okay. We are all over the board. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. But you don't know how this shit. I mean, anyone, it's anyone's game.
This is true.
I mean, Richard.
Interesting to see.
Richard Moore told me he was on a team one year that, I mean, not saying Royals going to do it, but he was on a team that one year that never won a game and they went all the way. So you just don't know.
It ain't going to be y'all.
Richard Moore got ejected from
a game. Oh, I heard.
Right? Former commissioner getting ejected.
Well.
Wiglet.
What is this
coming to? You missed the current commissioner cursing me out, girl. This was a weekend of hot heads galore.
Oh, my God. So the league is teetering. Whatever. We'll see what happens.
All right, girl. It's been real. Can't wait to see you.
All right. I'll see you all on Saturday morning. Well, I'll be there at 7:15. What about y'all?
Oh, 10 o'clock. 8:30.
10 o'clock. All right, get y'all sleep because I ain't getting none.
All right, we'll be back with Inside Huddle.
All right.
Bye, Wiglet.
Bye.
This is a
special service announcement.
All right, y'all. We're going for one last puss, one last hurrah. Wig and Wiglet, Miss Congeniality 2018, Heaney.
Damn, honey, don't forget to write us in, and we know if we don't win, it's rigged, baby.
The system is rigged, not fake news.
Show is not fake news, so get your votes in. Wig and Wiglet, Miss Congeniality 2018.
This message has been sponsored by Wig
and Wiglet.
All right, we are back with Inside the Huddle, honey.
Yes, we are.
Yes. And coming from two, you know, supreme drag queen divas, I thought it'd be cute to do what?
Kind of make our own list of who we think could be some future queens of the league. I mean,
I'm not mad at that.
You, me, Kaden, Mike, Johnny, we can only do this for so long.
We've been holding it up for We've been minute.
Holding it down. There needs to be a new crop.
Okay. You want to start?
I will start. So the light blue team, I believe his name is Clayton.
Okay.
Clayton M. He's little. He's compact. He's fast.
Donkey butt.
He's got It's that donkey booty.
Donkey.
Look, he has these dimples. He got those
it
lips.
It looks like he might have a meaty tuck though, girl.
I don't hate it. I do not hate it. But I think I could put him in a dress and work some wonders with the makeup and turn him out to be a true queen.
I see it.
I think it could be there.
Okay, so one of mine is, I think this person would be so freaking sickening as a drag queen. Devin Westcom. Girl.
Ooh, that's good.
She's got voguing moves like you wouldn't believe. I'm just dying to see her.
I don't know him that well, but he is tall. He's statuesque. I'm sure you could throw some heels on him.
Girl.
Wait, does he really vote?
Oh my god! Because
you know Madonna's my queen. Like if he could vote, I mean I could vote.
Turns it out.
Okay.
Like I really want to. I'm dying to see him as
Devin. I need to see what you got.
Okay, who else you got, Boo?
Well, to keep it in the Coco family.
Yes.
He was on the pit crew this year at the drag show. Patrick Smith.
Oh, she's going to be a body queen. Yes,
the cheekbones, body. The face, the body. Like,
through.
I would put a mini and a halter on
through.
With, like, a short bob. And I'm sure he could strut to first.
He does look good with the short bob.
Right? Yes. So, Patrick Smith, drag show next year. You ain't the pit crew. You a performer.
All right, I'm going to go with Jasper Praise, little sassy ass, honey.
You going to shave him?
No, you put one of them pink color, like pink glitter beards on that bitch. He would, I think, turn it out, twirling. I could just see her, like, twirling her way down the catwalk.
He's got moves. He has got moves.
I think she'd be fun.
He could twirl away.
She would be fun.
He could twirl away with it. I think for my third, like, kind of out of the box and on it, like, don't even know the person, but I could envision in a gown, like a stunning evening gown. Then I believe he might be on that Forest team that people be chirping about. His name is Brendan Etheridge.
Oh.
He's got
that the handsome?
Handsome, tall, okay. Like, I feel like he's someone I would put in a gown.
And shine a light right on his face.
Right, and I think he could serve it. There would be like a heavy lip and a glittery brow.
Ooh, would he perform like never enough?
Yes,
ooh,
yes, okay. That would be him.
Okay.
I think he has the look that it takes to be a queen.
Okay, so if he's singing Never Enough as like a standing diva queen.
Who you got? Who you got?
I got Miss Serena Williams, Donkey Booty, Matt Montel, honey.
Oh my God.
That boy needs to be in a dress and heels, lashes for days.
Oh, I'm trying to wrap my head around.
He needs a high pony.
He's so... I don't...
And hip pads.
Oh my God, a high pony.
Oh my God, a high pony with some hip pads and a chest plate and turn it out.
We're calling Spencer. He's coming in. He's doing makeovers.
Dead.
Yes!
Okay, so let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with a wrap-up. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
Sounds good.
A huge congrats and good luck to all the teams.
Every single one of them. Yeah. Bottom to the top.
It's been a fun season.
It has. It really has.
But yeah, good luck this weekend at Super Fab Bowl to whomever wins. Hopefully it's me.
Me.
Early congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody for listening so far this season.
Yeah, it was nice to have this as an outlet. I don't know about everybody else, but I know I listen to you guys. A lot of my friends listen to you guys, and it was fun. It was very fun and funny, and I really liked having you do it, and I hope we have y'all for years to come.
Oh my God, I don't know about years,
girl. Okay, a couple seasons
thank
at least.
You, at
okay,
least.
Okay.
A big thanks to my girl, Miss Weave Child. Thank you.
No
honey.
Problem.
This has been a lot of fun.
Big hair, don't care.
Hashtag, don't care, not one bit. We got the light on in the building.
Power's here.
This has been a really cute girl. I've enjoyed this.
It's been fun.
And I would she's do it again. A professional.
Miss Caden, but glad to be here today.
Oh, miss you too, Wiglet. Last weekend, y'all, to get your team pics with Patrick Lentz.
Team pictures this season have, like, gone up a notch.
Yes.
Like, I mean, knocking to my own horn.
That was a good one.
But take a big whiff of running the porta party was pretty darn good.
Was it smelly? Or were they
clean? I refused to go inside. It was wet because I had to get on the ground.
Ugh.
But none your business. They recreated the whole, like...
That was so cute.
What's that called? The final dinner? The last dinner?
The last supper. Last supper.
You know what's in the hood? We call it a dinner.
I totally forgot about that.
Some of the pictures this season have been on... the silver team with the big inflatable ring.
Oh, that was
cute too. So last weekend for pictures, if you're gonna take one, make it count.
Step it up. Oh, we'll take our picture with a trophy, honey.
Okay. Moving on.
Huge thanks again to Swank.
Chris Swank.
Yes.
Chris Swank. Chris Swank has done the end of the year video for the last 12, 13, 14 years.
Wow.
And because of the 20-year anniversary, things got a little crazy and he wasn't able to do one this year. But I just want to say thank you for everything that you have contributed to this league on the field and mostly off the field with the end of the year videos, Boys of Boston videos, helping us get on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yes, Ellen.
Right? I mean, this league, in my opinion, would not be what it is without some of the exposure that Chris Wank has brought
us. I totes agree. You managed to turn up the end of the season parties and make them real quiche.
So thank you. Thank you very much, Swank. I know it's your last season. You will be missed.
All right, let's talk about this weather, child. I mean, I said,
let me guess. It's cold here. There must be some snow. Is it snow in the atmosphere?
Pasta doble, child.
Sweet Jesus.
It is ridiculous. That's why I say move it up. But anyway, it's going to be a cold one, child. Oh, it's not going to be as cold as it was midweek, but it is going to be cold. It'll feel like what 30 degrees.
What, is my that, app? No. Is,
oh, this is the
temperature,
like,
yes, on Saturday.
This is the real feel. So Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Come 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, it's going to actually feel like 24. So the ground's probably going to be frozen AF.
Bring your gloves, bring your mittens,
bring your tights. It all. It's gonna
hot toddies.
Get a little warmer, but I mean, it's gonna be cold.
Whew.
The sun will be out, but it's gonna be cold.
Food truck better be serving hot food.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about the Revelry Boston, honey. Bringing New Orleans. Oh,
is that who it is?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can get you guys a po' boy, child. But yeah. That's the weather, so dress accordingly. Till next time.
Wig.
Wiglet.
And weave.
We out.
That brought them way down.
So let's go ahead and say that Coral, can we make the assumption that they're going to beat Home Depot?
I'm going to go.
Yeah. I agree. If I were to put money on it, you know what? I'm going to go pink. Silver.
Really?
Yeah.
I think silver. I think I would agree.
Yeah.
I think pink, silver, red, and
key lime.
I guess key lime. I don't know.
My hashtag this weekend is like no regrets, baby. I'm going all in. I'm
going. <Go ahead.
laughs> So yeah, I'm going 2v2, orange versus red.
All right, girl.
And I don't know who's gonna take it.
What happens? Did you give yours with weave?
I'm going to say brown, light, blue.
Oh, brown, light, blue.
Yeah, I have faith.
The two number, okay, 9v9.
Oh, I didn't realize that was 9v9.
Yes.
You never know what can happen.
Okay, 1v1, 2v2, or 9v9. We shall see.
Wait, 9v9. Okay. we are all over the board.
Richard Moore got ejected from
a game. Oh, I heard.
Right? Former commissioner getting ejected.
Girl, well,
all right, girl. It's been real. Can't wait to see you.
All right. I'll see you all on Saturday morning. Well, I'll be there at 7:15. What about y'all?
Oh, 8:30.
10 o'clock. All right. Get y'all sleep because I ain't getting none.
All right. We'll be back with Inside Huddle.
All right.
Bye, Wiglet.
Bye.
But I think, like I said earlier, in the last, it was like 11 seconds left, Jeremy Moss threw a touchdown pass to Mark DeVito in the end zone, who he dedicated that pass to one of our begone friends.
Mark.
So that's amazing. They deserve that win. That is a good team. But I think we proved to ourselves and to other teams that we're a force to be reckoned with. Sunday, I was not there. I know the first game we only had 8 people.
Were they missing you and Swingler, right?
They were missing me. They were missing Swing. Literally, there was only 8 people.
Oh.
So they were missing, yeah. There was a bunch of people that Dave Herman wasn't there. Oh. There was a lot of people that
couldn't get out. Dave.
Straight Dave. But we gave it our all, and both games came down to the final minutes. We ended up losing both. But I think I'm okay with our 9th seed because the teams that I take in the fall finals have a history of upsetting.
Uh-huh.
As last year, we were the 8th seed.
I'll break your ankle right
we
here.
We were the 8th
right
seed. We beat our first team. We beat the 9th seed that we faced.
Uh-huh.
And then we faced number one, the 4th team.
Uh-huh.
They were like undefeated. Uh-huh. I forget who was in charge of that team. Ethan Zobel. And we ended up beating that team. And then they crushed my Flamingos. But we know how to upset. You better watch out, number one seed.
What you trying to
You
say?
Better watch out.
Okay.
Because if we do brave through, who do we play first?
Y'all play Force.
So we play Force. It's a rematch.
Uh-huh.
If we beat Force, we play you if you win.
I've got voodoo dolls.
It's a bye. You have a bye.
I've got my voodoo dolls sitting on ready, honey.
Coming for you, Henry.
Sitting on
Coming
ready.
Coming for you. But it was an okay weekend for Brown.
Okay.
We're sitting pretty, and we are happy where we at.
Yes. Okay, so number 10.
Yeah, we're number 10.
Number 10 it
Talk to me.
Okay, so I was edumacated on what their name is. It's, Caberhaes.
Like Cabernet.
Yeah.
You didn't? Okay, I got that.
I thought it was like Saberhaes.
No, nope, got that when they first said it 3 months ago.
So
you must drink white wine, huh?
Actually, what do I usually drink? Who's Neix?
So we're looking for the 7th seed. Who's 7?
Seventh is the Russian hackers. I'm really surprised that they came. The Russian hackers.
They were like, you guys were like praying that they wouldn't win a game.
Would win a game. And here they are at 7th. Like, they figured something out, girl. They
Good job, white
season
Russians.
Season 2-1-1. If they can keep up the momentum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, white camo.
Hashtag
my favorite color.
8, the Power Autumns. I can't believe the Power
Autumns.
Hey, yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus.
But
there
were also ties, so I think it had to do with didn't y'all play the Power Autumns?
On Sunday, I wasn't there.
Oh, yes. And they beat y'all, so I think that's why they got the 8th.
Because it was a head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a couple, I think, Power Bottoms on those Power Autumns.
Bobby.
That's not who I'm talking about
name.
Or wishing for.
No.
No, I'm gonna keep drinking my drink.
But yeah, they turned a dismal season, girl. They turned it around with a 3-1 weekend, which got them
good
that
job,
eight.
Power Autumns.
Mm-hmm. It was the first week since week 2 that they've had their newbie / twink rush, Colin.
Oh, HEIER.
Uh-huh. Because you got to play everybody.
Yes,
everyone
you do.
Has to play. You want to win.
It's the rule initiated by former commissioner Danny Tarrell.
Yes. Hong Kong 2-2. Hey, DT.
Preach. One from a homie. little drop of that Henny.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, who is number 6?
Number 6 is that Teal team who went 3-1 this weekend.
Teal like a
Congrats,
woman.
Teal like a woman. They did have that loss to you,
yes.
Fuchsia.
That
no
was
one had
nuts.
No one had to hold it down. Heard it was a very, very good game. The Teal team did beat Navy and Gold and stunned the Orange team.
Another Orange
team. I heard that was one of those sidelines, people hooting and hollering, being like, yes, yes, take it to them, beat them, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know why people want Orange to lose. But it sounds like a common theme.
I heard someone came, a little birdie came up to, maybe a pink birdie, came up to me at the Blarney Stone and was like, girl, Muth and his team, they apparently went to brunch or to something after... in betwixt games
because
they had
19.
A long break and came back rowdy
AF. No. Oh, Jesus. Well, that's interesting because I did hear that they were a little bit chirpy. I heard that they were, the mouths were were up and down and up and down and open and closed and saying
something. But all weekend.
All, was it all weekend?
It's Saturday and on the Lord's Day.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, Teal's holding their own. Six seed is a good seed to have.
The odds were stacked up against them. Missing key players, they still kept a positive attitudes and are psyched about.
Number two. Ooh. Who's the person you would text most? Or who is the person you text most currently, actually?
I think only because of this podcast, because sometimes I just need a minute. I'd say it's Wiglet.
Wiglet. Mr. Caden Shaw. That actually does not surprise me.
No, we talked way too much, girl.
He's good people. You both are good people. Even you two together is like a show. I would pay to watch you two. Sometimes I feel like I do.
How much?
Not enough.
What about you, baby?
I'm actually... Oh, God, this is probably going to like... People's ears are going to perk up a little bit, but probably not surprisingly. I think the person I text most is Mr. Alex Reamer.
Really?
He's my teammate.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And he's been my teammate for the last three seasons.
Really?
Yep, I picked him last fall, then again in the spring, and then this fall.
So if you were to get married, would your wedding cake be a football?
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to put that out there. We are not lovers. We're just more than friends.
Oh, just more than
in
friends.
In the words of Carly Rae Jepsen. You know, that's like, we're not lovers.
But tell me more about the more than friends.
Next question.
What is the next question?
Oh, Scruff or Grindr?
Okay, so Grindr, because ever since Denver, I don't know what happened. They had that free trial, and then I ended up getting charged for it, so now I pay for it.
Is it a month or a year?
I think monthly. Okay. I have no idea, actually.
You can cancel that, you know.
I think it's like $9.99 a month or something like that. Yeah, it's not bad, and you get to like...
You get to
choose who you see a lot. Like, if you want all tops one day, if you want all bottoms the next day... It's really cute. But I do love Scruff because you can, like, you know, visit and see who's visiting.
Yeah,
That's something that Grindr needs to bring on.
True, because you can, like, preemptively set up a hookup. Because you're like, I'm traveling to Denver in 2 weeks. I'm going to go with Scruff because I'm at an age.
Okay, bitch. Okay.
Like, I honestly, like, I want to date. I want to cuddle, like... I was early 20s and 30s, and the Grindr instant sex is great, and it's fantastic. Definitely use it. But, like, I feel like I can find more of it on Scruff.
Really? So you find folks want to cuddle more on Scruff than...
I mean, I feel like I can... Like, my Scruff conversations lead more to a dinner date, like, grabbing a beverage.
Interesting.
I don't think I've ever had that on Grindr.
What Grindr's about Tinder? Like, you don't use Tinder?
Oh, no. I love Tinder. Tinder's my go-to. See, like, I don't use Tinder. Tinder's like, what?
I know.
No, Tinder, I will find the hubby on Tinder. He's there.
Let me get on Tinder. Let me open up my cellular.
Okay. My current, I have a Gerald right now.
What is that? A game? Another app?
No, it's this guy on Tinder, Gerald.
Oh.
Moving on.
Oh, hi, Gerald. How you doing?
He doesn't listen to this.
Okay, so what's next? What's the next question?
What's next? Okay, I think is our, like, second to last question.
Mm-hmm.
It is, who in the league would you pork?
I mean, I think you guys all know this by now. Pork him, he porks me. However it happens, just let it happen.
Who?
I go, like, James Jarman.
You have to get his name right.
James Jarman.
Like I said earlier, he friended me today, and I checked him out. He's
a beautiful specimen.
Handsome man.
A great voice. He's pretty dope, like a cool kid.
And I heard the podcast last week. He was one of the guests. He's so cool and chill. Like, I want to hang out with him. I want to, like, tequila shots with him. I want to bring him to the gay bars.
That was the first conversation we had, girl.
Oh my God.
That
sounded like you were in love.
I love it. First conversation.
He had
hello.
I bet he did.
And what about you?
Ooh, this is tough. You know what? I usually don't mix. I mean, I have a lot of friends that do this. I'm not one of those that do this, that mix the friendship hookup line. Uh-huh. Like, my friends are in one box, my hookups are in another box. Those boxes don't overlap, unlike some of many of my friends.
A lot of folks.
I know, right? Sluts. But I'm going to say my good friend, Dan Magliotti.
Oh, girl.
That booty.
I mean, like, that alone.
Like, I love him as a friend, but like, then he turns around, you see that booty.
You got a towel, I got it, like,
that shit is hypnotizing.
It is just, I'm speechless.
Yeah. And then we would just go back to being friends. Cause
him, like, and that, what was he for Halloween in his?
Oh, he was a Boy Scout. He was here walking around that Boy Scout with all those.
Child. Just something else.
Yep.
I mean, when God is good, he's good.
Thank God he's my friend.
All right. Number five. What is our hot seat question?
Hot seat question. I'm going to go first. My question for you.
Oh, Lord.
And you touched on it already. Because as long as we've known each other, you're like an enigma to me. Like, the people that you're attracted to is very different. And, like, what you do in bedroom is different. I'm not sure. So my question for you is, if you could only bottom or only top for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I probably only bottom or only top. I probably bottom because I'm a pleaser. I like, I probably bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. I would, I bottom for sure. Okay. I think topping, I get more pleasure bottoming at times because I'm like, you're sort of satisfying the person you're with, yep, your lover, your partner, your FB, whatever.
Oh, I need one.
So, yeah, I mean, because I can still get off bottoming. Like, I'll still come while I'm being fucked, so.
I think if I would have answered the same question, just so we're, like, on an even playing field, I would definitely go top.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just more comfortable topping.
Okay.
I have this thing with control. I have this thing with being in charge and having things my way. And I feel, and granted, I know there are bottoms that have that, but I just feel I'm more comfortable with that in the role as a top.
That was a good question.
What's yours?
Okay, so.
And you have to answer it too.
Okay, well, this question's kind of specific, but.
Oh, my God.
This, I had to ask my girl Wiglet for some help. She said.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Whose bumski on Coral did you eat while your roommate watched at someone's 20th anniversary?
Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's his name?
Couldn't tell you.
He's on Coral team. Oh, my God. He always wears a baseball cap.
He's on Coral currently?
He's on Coral currently.
Let me get on the roster.
Oh, my God. No, you can't put this on air.
Oh, I won't say the name, but I do need to take a gander, and you can just let me know whom.
I will.
Coral. Here we go. Here we go. A, B, C.
Yeah, okay. His booty. As, like, as Boosie was, like, pinching his nipples and him.
Oh, yes, bitch.
Ain't no booty.
Oh, my God, I do remember.
yeah, it was that, yes. Everyone went in and it was, like, three of us out in the hot tub that night.
Totally, okay, yeah. Good question, Wiggly.
Oh, wait, it was the night of the, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So, I mean, I can't answer that question because I haven't eaten anyone's bum on
in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we didn't even talk about the hot tub part, like the parties this weekend, or is that another segment?
No, we talked about the parties.
We did?
I mean, no. Vaguely.
Vaguely. I never brought up the Joe Platt thing. Oh. I guess we kind of talked about the hot tub party.
I'm trying to think of how we would go about it.
Unless your question was party of the season or like favorite.
Okay, so that was my question. That was the question from Wiglet.
Okay.
My question would be, what is the most like tea worthy, shadiest moment you can recall this season?
What would mine be?
Mm-hmm, T-word. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would mine be the hot tub?
No, the party. With the t-shirts.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so if you could think of like a really good tea-worthy shade moment, what would it be? From this season.
From this season? Mm-hmm. Who? Are we not being recorded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I would go with, interestingly enough, last weekend, we had our hot tub party in the South End, but here at the Roxy, there was a black, navy blue, and orange team party.
Wasn't it like the hoedown or something?
I honestly, I don't even know what it is, because black and orange...
Oh, the beer Olympics.
Yeah, the beer Olympics. I don't know how the black and orange team are related. I don't know how they ended up here. but they were, and it was like a fun, it seemed like a good time. I kind of kept myself a little bit removed. But I went downstairs at one point, and I thought it was so cute because the captain, I'm not sure which one, it was either Jason or Rob, got their whole team, like, bright orange t-shirts, right? Like, so definitely, like, unified them as a team. And then I was, like, looking at the back of the shirts, and everyone on the team had cute hashtags. Honestly, I couldn't name any of them, but it was, like, hashtag... something like really cute. And so it went for the whole team. And I was like, oh, like, good for you, Orange, like building this like sense of community with your team. And then I like came across a shirt and I was like, oh, this person must be special because they do not have a hashtag. And it was that Joe Platt guy.
That was a gay gasp.
He was the only one on the team without a hashtag. It just said Joe Platt. So in my mind, I was like, oh, he's like Cher. He's like Madonna. He must be something a little different. He must hold himself to a higher standard. And then I realized it was for different reasons that he didn't have that hashtag.
Oh.
And that's my OMG moment.
OMG. O-M to the G.
How's yours?
I am shook, girl. I'm shook. I don't even know if I got an OMG moment that compares, so let's go on and take a break. We'll be back with a wrap-up. Yeah!